Okay, today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masech Shumos, and B'ezras Hashem we will conclude the ninth parak of Masech Shumos with parak Tes Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So there is a halacha that if you have tevel that's nigmar melachto, you have tevel that's completely processed and it's ready to be to be dealt with normally in the house. So then it's not allowed to even be eaten as a snack. But prior to nigmar melachto, prior to gemar melacha, although you're not allowed to eat an achilas kevel from the tevel, you're allowed to have an achilas arai from the tevel. Now, we also discussed that if you have processed tevel that's already, you're not allowed to eat as a snack. So the tevel you're not allowed to eat as a snack. But if you plant that tevel and then it grows, we learned in the last Mishnah the growths do not have a din of tevel, and you're allowed to eat the growths as a snack, just like you're allowed to eat anything that grows in the ground that is not nigmar melachto as a snack. So Mishnah tells us, "Hatevel gidulav mutar b'davar shezaru kala." In we're building off of the chiluk that we made in the last Mishnah between davar shezaru kala and davar she'in zaru kala, between that which disintegrates in the ground and that which the seed does not disintegrate in the ground. So let's say you have fully processed tevel that you plant in the ground. So again, fully processed tevel means that you're not even allowed to have a snack from it, but then you plant it in the ground. So that which is gidulin, that which grows from it, is mutar to be eaten by achilas arai, only if it's something that the seeds are no longer there, that the seeds decompose or disintegrate in the ground. But if it's something that the seeds remain there, then even not only are the gidulim going to be aser once it's in gemar melachta, once the original had gemar melacha, not only are the gidulin of that which had gemar melacha going to be aser, but even the gidule gidulin are going to be aser. Ezu davar shein zaru kala. What is the definition of something, or what are examples of something that's ein zaru kala, that it remains in the ground? So kigon haluf, ashum, v'betzalim, luf, and shum means garlic, and betzalim means onions. So luf is probably also some type of onion. Rabbi Yehuda omer hashum kisaorim. Rabbi Yehuda says that garlic has the same din like barley, that it decomposes. Meaning there's no such thing as anything that decomposes more quickly than barley. So when we want to give an example of that which decomposes in the ground as quickly as possible, so we use the example of barley. So Rabbi Yehuda compares, when he wants to make the point that shum does decompose in the ground, he uses barley as the example. He uses sa'orim as the example. The Tverisol points out that it seems like this is a machlokas and mitzius, meaning normally when we have a machlokas tanan, we much prefer to say that the machlokas is a machlokas in halacha, that they agree what the mitzius is and it's just a question of halacha. This seems like a machlokas and mitzius. When you plant garlic, does it decompose in the ground? And we don't like having machlokas and mitzius, because machlokas and mitzius you could just investigate and find out the answer. We prefer to have machlokas where you could say elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, where both of them are correct from a certain perspective in Torah. But if it's machlokas and metzius is only correct according to one of them, so then you can't say elevel devel kim chayim, unless you say that there's a partial decomposition, that the metzius everyone knows is that there's a partial decomposition but not a total decomposition. And the machlokas is, does that amount of decomposition count as a decomposition or not? But again, our Mishnah simply is making a distinction between that which is zaru kala and that which is not zaru kala. So when you have tevel that you plant in the ground, if it's zaru kala, then whatever grows from that tevel, is not a problem. Whereas when you have something that is not zaru kala, so then the tevel, the gidulin of that tevel is going to be a problem, and even the gidulav is going to be a problem. And the Mishnah just has this discussion as to what are examples of items that are zaru kala. Now Mishnah Zayin tells us the following. Once we learned in the Mishnah that if you plant tevel that's nigmar melachto, and the seeds don't decompose, they stay strong in the ground, luf, the shum, the onions, so that all the plants that grow from that are going to be usher to eat. So the Mishnah talks about whether that's true even if the land is owned by an Ovid Chavim. So I'm not kishim Ovid Chavim bechasios. If a Jew is weeding a field that was planted with chasios, which is like a type of onion or a type of garlic, where it doesn't decompose, together with an Ovid Kochavim in the Ovid Kochavim's land. Afal Pisha Perosov Tevel, even though the produce that he has is Tevel, meaning we're assuming that the Bar Tanur points out that that the Savar Haitana in Kinyan Lovid Kochavim Barit Yisrael Lafkia Menemeiser, meaning this town is working with the assumption that when a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, it's still Chayiv in Meiser, and we're working with the assumption that Kidule Tevel Tevel B'davar Shein Zarokala, that we've spoken about before in the previous mission, that when that Kidule Tevel is Tevel, if it's something that doesn't decompose in the ground, still Afiluachi Ochel Me'an Arai, still Ochel Me'an Arai, the Mishnah says you're allowed to eat from them Arai, because the produce that was processed by Novi Chavim is only Tevel Midirabanan. So since the Tevel of Gidulim is also only Midirabanan, so they're not going to double apply the Rabbanan. It'll be Ki'ilu, a trade Rabbanan, almost like a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So they're not going to extend the Din Rabbanan on top of another Din Rabbanan. So then the Mishnah goes back to the discussion about Truma that was planted. So you have edible plants, let's say like cabbage, that were designated as Truma, and they became Tameh, and then you plant them in the ground. So Shisili Truma Shenitmu. You have plants of Truma that became Tameh. Shsalan Taharumi L'Tameh. Once you replant them, they're no longer going to transmit Truma to other items. V'asurumi L'Echel Ad She'yogam Esa'ochel. But you're not allowed to eat them, even a Kohen's not allowed to eat them, until he cuts off the edible parts of the plants, and you have only the inedible core and the roots. Once the edible parts regrow, then the Kohen can eat those new edible parts, provided that the original edible parts have been cut out when you planted them. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad She'yogam V'yishner. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to cut off the edible parts, and then once they regrow, cut off the edible parts again. And then only when it regrows is a Kohen going to be allowed to eat it. So what we learned today is in Mishnah Vav, we learned that Gidule Tevel, when it's something that's Zarokala, is totally mutter, but if it's something that's ain't Zarokala, the Gidulim are going to be Asr, and we defined what Zarokala is, but there seemed to be a machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda whether garlic is Zarokala or not. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if an Ovid Chavim owns land in Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have to worry about the Gidule Tevel of an Ovid Chavim, even if it's ain't Zarokala, even if it's something that doesn't decompose in the ground, where a Yisrael would have to worry about the Gidule Tevel of such items. When it comes to Novi Chavim, you would not have to worry about it. And then we discussed that if you have a Truma that became Tameh and you replant it in the ground, so that which grows from it is going to be Tahar, but you're not allowed to eat from it until you peel off the original edible piece, the edible pieces. And Rabbi Yehuda was even more machmir, says that you have to peel off the original edible pieces even when it the first time, and then when it regrows, peel off the edible pieces again, and only then on the second regrowth, only then would you be allowed to eat it. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the 10th paragraph of Mesechas Trumos.